May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is the Cosmic Cowboy transitioning as a metaphysical wizard of sorts. That's a whole other story that I've covered in previous shows. But since the first of the year, I've been putting on the metaphysical hat more. You know, I like to wear different hats, different personas for different jobs. And the metaphysical wizard thing came out of an AI prompt, you know, where I asked for a transformation of my cosmic cowboy image into a wizard of sorts. And it's a graphic I'm using now a lot. And I like the ID of a metaphysician, because I've thought of myself that way for, 50 years? Anyway, thanks for tuning into my cosmic perspective on the accelerated global changes going on now. I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations, and I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, welcome to my update on fast-changing world news. And boy, they've been changing fast. This is a time of revelations, folks. Since the Iran attack about 5 weeks ago, I've been publishing almost every other day instead of twice a week. It's been more like every other day or so. And it's just keeping up with what's going on. Whereas most people don't have the time to follow the alternative news, and if they're getting the mainstream news, they're getting largely packaged propaganda, pablum, as I call it. Getting a perspective on the alternative perspective of what independent media is saying, that's something I've been interested in, you know, doing the show, my blogging for about 18, 20 years now. So I look for the repeating pattern or common pattern of reports from independent media. And when I see that there's verification from multiple perspectives, I not only, you know, find what I'm looking for, you know, as far as what's really going on, but that's something that I then share with my newsletter list, my Substack list, which is then I have archived on the HeartCom Network page. Anyway, today I'll be discussing a lot of big picture stuff with the global crisis and the Aquarian opportunity. Some people see the problem with every opportunity, and I tend to look for the opportunity in every problem, you know, emphasizing, you know, in the process, conscious evolution revelations, you know, what's really going on. So each of these newsletters is what I call a love sandwich. So I got like sourdough bread of truth slathered with lots of light and love on both ends, and with strong meat in the middle in terms of straight talking truth telling that's, you know, peppered with some satire and garnished with some cosmic humor. Hopefully, usually I try to bring in some cosmic humor to the mix. So my intent is for this Cosmic Love Sandwich to provide some savory food for thought, you know, for those who are truly thoughtful. So I've published 6 newsletters in the last 2 weeks to keep on top of what some people are calling World War III breaking news. Back on March 21st, I did a piece called Masterminding the Aquarian Blueprint. Transcending Political Zionism was the byline. That's a huge issue behind all of this war stuff, is this issue of political Zionism, East and West, how it's infiltrated, you know, core social, political, and economic institutions. And that's, it addresses it. You know, I've been addressing it for years, have a website specifically on political Zionism. But masterminding the Aquarian Blueprint, we're like looking at the vision of the future, you know, a positive future, you know, basically getting through the mess we're in now. So in this newsletter, March 21st, and again, these will be on the archive page, HeartCom Network. You can just go to HeartCom Network, and it should come right up at the top, you know, the archive page. And these are the, this was the one for March 21st that's archived, going into the understanding of the Mastermind Alliance that is the HeartCom Network, and the emerging blueprint for an Aquarian age, which has been a theme I've been, you know, really interested in for decades, but particularly, you know, the last 10 years of publishing on the HeartCom Network, looking at that Aquarian blueprint, the archetypal infrastructure for an Aquarian quantum golden age. You know, that's, I've been, you know, basically the flow of creator's energy, or creative energy, you might say, through any system acts to organize that system. So I've been massaging this message of the emerging blueprint for a golden age for more than a decade. And I mean, published, you know, biweekly, usually, you know, once or twice a week, articles that are, you know, wrapped around this understanding. We're in a transformation stage that I quite often refer to as the metamorphosis of global civilization. You know, like the metamorphosis between a caterpillar and a butterfly. Well, we're in a cocoon stage right now. This is a theme that I keep trying to give people a little perspective on what's going on in the world right now. We're in that cocoon stage where the caterpillar institutions and the caterpillar thinking, you know, the old paradigm is disintegrating. We're in the cocoon. And the butterfly hasn't emerged yet. It hasn't been formulated yet. So when I talk about the emerging blueprint for a golden age, I'm talking about the imaginal cells that's forming a beautiful butterfly, a golden age, you know, and how it's going to take wing, you know, hopefully sooner than later. But right now, man, we're in the great gunge. It's called the gunge of the cocoon, where there's just a disintegrating caterpillar. And these imaginal cells of butterfly are beginning to create and completely transform that caterpillar carcass into a butterfly that's going to be emerging. I mean, we're not there yet, folks. I mean, you know, we got serious stuff on the horizon. I mean, you know, this is like the Easter weekend, and I'm getting from multiple reports that Trump is sending in ground troops to the Gulf of Hormuz. I mean, you know, over Easter, what is this, some kind of a strategy to demoralize the Christian world? You know, I mean, you know, I'm trying to wrap my head around what's going on. And, you know, I want to think, you know, believe things are going to work out for the best, but it's hard to see right now. You know, to me, it's just like, what is going on with this issue. So I've been writing about this to understand it myself. You know, these six newsletters in the last 2 weeks to keep on top of the World War III breaking news. They're calling it World War III, and it's classic Revelations, Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. I've got into them metaphorically before, but right now, man, the proverbial shift is hitting the fan, the Aquarian fan. I mean, the big shift, shift. The shift is hitting the fan, the Aquarian fan, and so big drama. And on March 21st, this article I published on masterminding the Aquarian blueprint explained how advanced initiates. Now, those who read my newsletter know what initiates are. Those who are initiating their interest in basically cosmic law, universal law, language, quantum principles, quantum law, as relates to universal laws, you know, and the whole conscious evolution, revolution, revelations process the global civilization is going through right now. So we're, you know, our divine destiny is to be a global village. We are there technically, electronically, instant everywhere, interactive capabilities. But all this divide and conquer stuff's going on. They're old Piscean patriarchal ownership and control momentums, the profit and, you know, profit and power, you know, on war steroids and disease steroids and terror steroids. You know, that's the name of their game. It's coming to an end. We're not there yet. Like I say, that that Piscean paradigm is disintegrating, like, you know, the caterpillar thinking is disintegrating, and a new paradigm, new positioning process is manifesting with artificial intelligence. You might say it's a new prompting process for manifestation, where we, you know, there's a principle of cosmic law that's always been, we get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. You know, in free will universe, we get what we ask for, even if it's not what we originally thought we were going to get when we asked for it. But this is like a quantum principle. You know, you can say that every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. You get into the physics of it or the biology, you get into stimulus and response. I mean, you just get into the theological, you know, we're going to reap what we sow kind of a thing, metaphors. But the fact is, you know, what goes around comes around, and we get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not, in a larger scheme of conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. We're in the revolution, conscious revolution stage now because of AI. And you can prompt, you can ask for, you can basically create, you know, you can create with these tools. You can command and create. You can prompt with the right prompt. You can ask for and get amazing stuff. Like some of you have heard the Livingston, Montana song that I did, where I entered with an AI. I think it was called Suma. Suma is an AI engine, SUMA, and put in the lyrics, and I asked for a upbeat tempo for country swing type music. And you got this incredible country music song. I mean, it's really miraculous what can come out of the creative stuff. Well, this is the point now. We've got the capability, the tools, and processes. We're initiates. Any initiate who is on the path, you might say, of conscious evolution, can use these tools to augment, you might say, their highest and best gifts and talents, their own intelligence for augmenting it. And, you know, part of, you know, maturity in the whole conscious evolution process is knowing what to ask for. So what to prompt for. I mean, I go into this mastermind in the Aquarian Blueprint, that article, I go into near the bottom of the article. It's kind of a test. You have to go through some stuff with political Zionism and get past that to where you're basically you're flying above the storm, and you're in that philosophic calm where you can understand how you can use AI to augment your intelligence in the way that serves all humanity in phenomenal ways, with different expressions of what I call the great TLC reset. TLC in terms of telecommunications, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce. That's the metaphor with the TLC reset of basically all archetypal dimensions of self and civilization. This is the Aquarian dispensation, you might say. And then a way of expressing it. So I play around with these concepts to where I've documented now with hundreds of ebooks online that goes into this. And they're all can be accessed at the heartcom.org domain. Heartcom.org, you know, the Heartcom Network. All these are on the heartcom.org domain. So you can ask artificial intelligence. You can put into an AI engine the heartcom.org domain and say, I want to understand what this hardware project is about, you know, the next big thing in the computer internet revolution. But just I want to know, understand in simple, simple terms, common sense terms, what this, what hardware is, what this TLC reset is, what telecom cyber ethics is, what global telecare for global holistic healing, what that is. You can ask these questions. You can ask the AI, prompt it with an understanding from the data at the heartcom, from the subdirectories in the heartcom.org domain, you can ask with the AI, these AI engines, what is the full meaning of this TLC reset, global TLC reset, in terms of the next big thing in the computer internet revolution with hardware and teleconscience, telecommunity, telecommerce, telecare, telecommunication, you know, this, what is the vision of what this is all about? You know, just a simple prompt. It doesn't have to be that wordy. It can be just really, you know, from this domain and archive.org and subdirectories, what is the full meaning of archetypal, what's the full archetypal meaning of TLC reset in all dimensions, all archetype dimensions, for government, education, healthcare, and the economy, through tele, through hardware, cyber ethics, through global education of the heart, through, you can go into each of those different TLC, you know, global holistic healing, telecare, telecommerce, what that will look like and how that works. You know, you'll get the answers in ways that actually it's better. You know, I've been so close to the woods, I can't see the trees for the last 50 years regarding this. So I go to explain it and I get sometimes too technical, but too wordy. It's not commonsensical to a person reading about it for the first time, but you can ask the AI and you'd be amazed what you get. And whether you use ChatGPT or Gabe or the database, whatever database you're using, you know, the database AI system, the one that Mike Adams has at Natural News is a good one. There's one called Gabe. Gabe AI, G-A-B-A-I, that's a good one. But anyway, try some different ones. And, you know, if you want, you know, like you know, this is the Easter resurrection and ascent opportunity for global civilization. You know, more light and love, easier and faster. Whether you call it the TLC reset the conscious, global conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, or the 100th monkey, you know, critical mass of enlightened people transforming and transitioning us from a deep state to a high state of enlightened love and action in all dimensions of our social, political, and economic institutions. So that's what I touch on. That was back March 21st, here about a couple of weeks ago, and masterminding the Aquarian Blueprint, what that will look like, how that works. Anyone can know in terms that they ask for, you know, you can prompt the AI in for, you know, very short, crisp explanations, you know, like journalism style or tutoring style or whatever. I mean, you know, you get the idea. You can define the blueprint for the Aquarian age with all the quantum science, all the AI capabilities, the free energy technology that will be released with quantum science being revealed. I mean, we're on the cusp of big revelations. Getting insight into that and then learning how to share the vision of virtue and valor for the victory of global civilization. Then you can do that. You can write articles. You can, you know, write your own articles and AI can clean it up, or you can outline the articles and ask AI to flesh it out. You can be basically initiates. This is how initiates become adepts. An advanced initiate is what I call a communicant. They've learned how to communicate. They've learned how to, they care enough to share and communicate a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of self and civilization, social, political, and economic. What good for one, it's good for all kind of vision. You can discover that and share that with your social networks. And the more people doing that, you know, the more of the concepts Our core freedoms of speech, assembly, and petition, government will be upgraded with the hardware model, whereby people can originate programs on their cell phone. They can then provide those programs in social network media and hardware. People can interact with that program at any one time with 3 and 1 to 10 scales, creating a dot and a cube, XYZ coordinate axis, 3 numbers in sequence, any time of a program, showing how their consciousness was responding at any one moment of a video, for example. We're talking about 3 dimensions, upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, as far as brightness, scale, color spectrum, and depth of field in terms of meaning, value, and purpose at that moment of that video, there whereby then other people can respond to that collective perspective at any one point of a video, the readout, the field of dots, and where their own dot, you know, is blinking if they responded at that time, and that anyone can then create a new video processing the collective consciousness that came together with the context and meaning at the time of that video. And that provides a window into basically representative government on a mass-to-mass scale, on a collective conscience scale. This is called wisdom of the cloud. It's like wisdom of the crowd in terms of the people that are, you know, how they came together at any one moment. And this is can be programs of national interest that people nationally, not like X, where you can just add a comment, you know, on Twitter or, you know, some of these, but you'll be able to interact on a mass-to-mass scale. People originating programs, evaluating programs, new programs being originated that reflect the evaluation of the collective consciousness at any one point of a presentation. The understanding of how this works to involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience is a revelation of the resurrection and ascent of global civilization. Now that's a mouthful, but you don't think about it. All problems, social, political, and economic problems are at heart communication problems, how we come into unity. If you have a communication process based on the language of consciousness, you know, the language of light, brightness, scale, upper brain, lower brain, you know, color spectrum, left brain, right brain, patterning of brightness and color, forming an image that's meaningful, meaningless, the meaning of the meme of the moment at any one point of a video that you're evaluating, and then people creating new programs where they take the evaluation, the context and meaning of the collective consciousness, and can then speak for the collective consciousness. And with context and meaning of revelations at that point, you know, it's representative government on a mass-to-mass scale that's interactive. It upgrades our core freedoms of speech, assembly, and petition. Government with the existing installed and operational communications technology for upgrading representative government. So this is the Easter resurrection message for the revolution of the United States. We're coming into this, you know, the 250th anniversary of the revolution of the United States, the American Revolution. So you talk about the resurrection of that vision is what I'm talking about now. You know, the vision of global enlightenment, you know, moving from great awakening through to great enlightenment globally. When we're in great, when we reach the great enlightenment, then the self-evident truth of the hour will be that we're all brothers and sisters in the family of mankind in a global village, and we have unity and diversity, and we're self-governing with hardware. We're self-healing with telecare. Again, hardware, telecommunications. for a hardware as an interactive interface for telecommunications. So that this whole process, listeners of the show, you know, it's like spaced repetition. I come back to the subject a lot because we're really talking about, you know, without vision, the people perish, and we got war, death, and hell, you know, and, you know, the digital gulag on the way kind of a thing. Well, what's the alternative to that? Who's talking about that? Well, it's like a self-evident truth when you kind of tune into the technology exists whereby we can all hang together rather than all hang separately. And that's the point. You know, we have a choice. We get what we ask for. We can all hang together with a communication process that cultures unity and diversity. You know, e pluribus unum. E pluribus unum is on the Great Seal of the United States. It's Latin for out of many one. You know, but now it's a global village. So we're talking about our brothers and sisters, you know, in the family of mankind. Or I can refer to them as global netizens. You know, like it's like the net roots now. It's not the grassroots we're talking about. Grassroots revolution. We're talking about a net roots revolution. People caring enough to share vision and of virtue and valor for the victory of self and civilization, what that looks like, how that works. The more clear that was or is, the more clear it becomes, the more it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because again, what we prompt for, what we ask for, we get. So learning how to prompt is learning how to pray, basically, to get what you ask for. I mean, the whole science metaphysics of prayer, the dynamic prayer, is the science of invocation. Well, there's also the science of alchemy, of manifestation. And with AI, you can prompt AI as an invocation, you might say, or just basically the prompt is like what you're asking for. And the more clear and crisp and simple, sometimes, you know, the best question is, you know, is to the point and without all the details. AI can largely sort through details if you're very clear and precise on what you want out of, you know, the source material. You know, what you're looking for, what you're asking for, what you're prompting for. So I've been, for the last couple of months, I've been publishing quite a few articles on artificial intelligence. They're in the archives. You can you go to the DeHartwellCom network. You can tell in the titles and the subtitles, you know, which ones are dealing more with AI, where you can learning how to master it. So this is going to be, you know, kind of a do or die for light and love. In other words, we have tools and processes that are available for culturing conscientious common sense communities, network communities, culturing conscientious common sense in whatever network community you're in, the whole Heartware model, the Heartware project. I provide links in that in the articles I'm going to be going into. But I'm going to finish up the rest of the presentation talking about, you know, the Easter, as I give this presentation. It's tomorrow morning. It's tomorrow. It's later tonight. And I'm going to go into these other newsletters I've done. March 24th, for example, I did Why Did Israel Attack Iran? James Corbett report. James Corbett is brilliant. He is a really good article on what's really going on. Some people are busy with just, you know, married with kids, going to work or whatever. And so that's kind of a compendium of what's really going on with you. If people want to get a perspective on that. On March 27th, just 3 days later, I did an article, Western Empire Hits the Wall. And there's a debriefing on the crisis. This war crisis has been building. It's been coming to a head. We had a full moon here just 2 days ago on April 2nd. And I did an article trying to give, again, a positive perspective on where we are at in this process of resurrection. And the article's called Global Metamorphosis as Resurrection. I've had more response on that article than I've had in the analytics I get on Substack. You know, before it's archived, it's a HeartCom network. I get analytics back on how many people open the newsletter, how many people read them. And I just got phenomenal response on that global metamorphosis as resurrection, where I explain, you know, we're in the cocoon stage between caterpillar and butterfly, you know, and it's you know, there's a disintegration spiral going on, and there's an integration spiral going on that's creating the process of creating the emerging blueprint for a golden age butterfly, you know. It's, and so this is where we're at, and it's like some people call it the dark night of the soul, you know, this. The gray guns of the disintegrating of the old self and putting on of a new self, you know, the butterfly self. You know, we're in between stages. You know, this is like, this is the darkest before the dawn kind of a thing. So we're talking about now, what, April 5th, tomorrow is Easter. So I've actually published the article for Easter that I'm going to talk about tonight. It's called The Resurrection and the Ascent of Earth. So this is for Easter 2026. Now, I hope people don't take this wrong, but I did kind of a, I tried to provide a little bit of a humor at the very beginning, and I got a picture of me with my head shaved and stars and stripes, green stars and stripes on my head, like an Easter egg. And the caption for the picture is "Egghead in my egg chair." I got my egg chair that I sculpted. This was from 50, this is like a selfie from what, 50 years ago. I've got a link on it. Back at the time of the bicentennial. The caption on the picture, these were press type letters on the photograph that I have hanging in my office, is "Get Ahead, the Greeting of All American Revolution." And evolution and revolution is capitalized. Well, folks, you can see that I did that picture and used press type to put those words on there 50 years ago, back at the time of the bicentennial. So now, if you're scrolling down a little bit, that was me then, and me now is this picture of me as a metaphysician, you know, with stars and galaxies underneath the rim of my hat, you know, which is my cosmic cowboy hat. And a picture of me looking like a wizard in the glen, you know, with a green robe on and a magic stick in my hand. They call it, you know, a wand or a... Now, anyway, so I'm playing around with my self-image here because I'm, you know, really trying to step it up. I'm trying to step it up. You know, what is the emerging blueprint for a golden age? What is this Easter resurrection? What does it look like now? Well, we're talking about big love for our global village in distress. When I say big love, I'm talking about, and I have the graphic of the circle, triangle, square, the L-O-V-E, the linear L, the nonlinear O, the V triangle, and the E as a square with a cross to the middle and the capstone at the very center. The L of the love model. And those who are familiar with my radio show and my newsletters, and if you go to any of my newsletters, the banner up at the top, you know, the love graphic and the links I provide. And I've been doing this now for 50 years, developing this model. I give presentations to 10 agencies of federal government on Capitol Hill in the fall of 1974. That's 52 years ago. On this model for upgrading our freedoms of speech, assembly, and petition government, and I've got links on that. Most of you know that story. I'm not going to repeat myself, but you'll see the links if you are into reading about this. So to me, this is my lifetime's work. This is my legacy in the can. This is basically a synopsis of the emerging blueprint for golden age with these love archetypes. You know, the more you work with the archetypes of the collective consciousness, the more you see things archetypally. And when the archetypes are dealing with God, G-O-D, geometric ordered divinity, the order of the universe, the order of quantum law, then you're dealing with the first principles of self-governance, of all governance, quantum science, quantum field energies. And the LOV, and the linear, nonlinear, and the Trinity, those three glyphs represent the fractal order of the holographic universe. You've got right dynamic energy fields, you've got round magnetic energy fields, and you got radiant energy fields. These are dynamics, the fractal order of the holographic universe. And astrology, you've got, again, the L, linear, You've got the right dynamic energy field with the squares, oppositions, the right dynamic. You got the round magnetic, which is like conjunctions or the blending of energies, like the unity and diversity principle. And then you've got the V, the trinity, which is the synthesis of the L and the O. It's like thesis, antithesis, L-O, V, synthesis. The synergy in the trinity that's greater than the sum of the parts. It's like male and female. When they're in love and balance, they procreate or co-create the V, the vision of virtue and valor for the victory of procreation, of co-creation. So that's L plus O synergy. And then you got the E, which is there are four triangles in that E, which is like looking down on a pyramid. It's like the plan of the pyramid. And the pyramid is a symbol of the fire in the middle, pyramid, the fire in the middle of self and civilization. So you've got the capstone, and you've got fire, air, water, and earth, four dimensions, four archetypes, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, fire, air, water, and earth. You get into the Jungian universal archetypes, at the heart of modern Jungian psychology. So the fulfillment of the great law of, the LOV in all four quadrants of self-civilization is peace and prosperity. Well, that's the blueprint. That's the vision. So how we make love collectively, make love, God, love in action a thing, is what I refer to as the TLC Alliance. And I have archetypes and models and links on that as you read these newsletters. It begins and ends with, these love sandwiches. I always try to frame the insanity in the world, the great gun stuff, the drama. And some people, that's what they want to know. It's like the journey. It's in the process of knowing how bad things are. Let's keep in mind, keep in perspective how good things can be. What will a golden age look like? What are the first principles of universal law, cosmic law, nature's law, nature's God, the order of the universe? What are the first principles? And how can we use those to frame a process of communication for coming into unity with the spirit virtually of communion, real community coming into unity, unity in, of the family of mankind in a global village of instant everywhere, interactive, unified field reality. Anyway, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. So we're getting into, I'm going into all kinds of dimensions of this understanding of these archetypes of government, education, healthcare, and the economy. The Web 3.0 cyber ethics, hardware cyber ethics for telecommunications, for telecommunity, and self-learning, the whole learning part. You got self-government, telecommunity, you got self-learning, teleconscience, you got self-healing, holistic self-care with telecare, and you've got integrated love of all these three dimensions. You have those models of global holistic healing with telecommunity, teleconscience, and telecare. You'll have an economics of abundance. The economics of abundance, abundance economics. We have an economics of scarcity now. It creates and manages scarcity for prices and to keep prices and profit and control high. Well, what's the opposite of that? You have an economics of abundance. And that's a whole different paradigm. And to have an economics of abundance, you've got to have abundance across the board. You've got to have a full spectrum of abundance in all archetypal dimensions of, government, education, healthcare, and as affects the economy. They're all integrated. When you come to the economy, it's like Hermes Trismegistus was thrice great Hermes, medical, media, and marketing, And so you've got these three dimensions, the threefold flame of TLC. And so I go into that in a lot of my articles. Most of you are familiar with what I'm talking about. But, for Easter, for resurrection, it's like the whole spirit that matters on earth as in heaven of always love, always, always, always love, cosmic love, universal love. And in when I talk about love, I'm talking about this model that is the L circle, the linear, nonlinear, the trinity, the square with the cross, this love model. So I play around with that a lot because, again, the more you work with the archetypes of wholeness, the more you see holistically, the more you see archetypally. The man of God, he's God in all man, in all things. Geometrizes everything. I mean, we all know, third grade, 9 years old, God is love and is forgiving. It's forgiving. That's third grade, 9 years old. That should be the moral foundation of every child in school until they started teaching us what to think rather than how to think. And that's all social engineering. Everything now, we got the whole world. It's like it's come to a point where America is really in a sad, sad, sad shape. And this could be the darkest before the dawn. Either we're going to turn it around and have a resurrection spiral going viral, so to speak. Either we get the resurrection thing going this Easter. You know, I just can't imagine. I can't imagine that Trump would even consider doing an attack over the most sacred Christian holiday of Easter, of resurrection, you know, of the Christ. I mean, we should be looking by now at the second coming of Christ-like virtues in the collective consciousness of humanity. I mean, that's, you know, we're brothers and sisters in a global village, the family of mankind, the family being, you know, we're all brothers and, you know, it's like what, and it's all, when you boil it all down, you got these deep state desperados they're not just millionaires, they're billionaires. And the billionaires form alliances, these trillionaire alliances, where they're making money from reducing population, you know, and they even come out and say on a regular basis that they're into depopulating the planet. I mean, it's out in the open, but it's obvious from what they're doing. I mean, the chemtrails, the poisoning of the air, which is just the air, the food, the water, you know, the toxic genetic poisons and injected into our bodies and in the foodless food, the nutrition stripped, chemical laced food that's making us sick. You know, there's so many things, and it's amazing that the American people are still surviving, you know, at this point, because there's almost a total onslaught for population reduction at this time. And there's an awakening to it. But part of the awakening for a lot of people is like awakening to our worst fears. It's like, well, our doctors wouldn't hurt us, would they? Well, those shots were full of toxins, and we now know these years after the whole COVID thing that there are millions of people worldwide that have died and hundreds of millions who have lifetime suffering from those shots. Call them clot shots or whatever you want to. Of course, I've been reporting that from the beginning, and people didn't want to hear it back then. I lost thousands of people on my news group, you know, my Substack, because people didn't want to hear it. And of course, blacklisting of, you know, and the censoring that went on. Well, there are forces that now, instead of having COVID, they want to have a war. They want to have a war and lock everything down, just like with the Patriot Act and that false flag with 9/11, you know, what do? You know, for Israel, we went and attacked five of Israel's enemies in the Middle East so that they could move advance with their greater Israel agenda, and that Rothschild could maintain the central banking system in that region, because those countries were trading outside with gold and trading outside the central banking system. I mean, it's, you know, it always goes back to the banksters are behind it all. You know, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and the banking system. You know, so I'm not going to go off on the banksters other than, you know, their time is short, their fear is great. You know, the entire civilization is like, we're coming to a point where, like, in the final stretch of waking up. You know, and once it reaches critical mass, there's going to be what I call a conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, that there's going to be an enlightenment process, that some people have already are there. Some people have arrived. You know, they're conscious of how they are conscious with a conscious, a Christ-like conscience, capital C, like equals MC squared. C is a symbol for the speed of light. You approach the speed of light, C squared, and all time and space becomes relative. Well, these are the gifts of the Holy Spirit that we'll all have. Time and space become relative. We'll have effective sensory perception, gifts of the Holy Spirit, of love and action in all dimensions, archetypal dimensions of self and civilization. So this is a good thing, you know, more light and love, easier and faster. Anyway, I will go through a lot of different stuff in this Easter presentation. That was just a warm-up. There's a beautiful thing by Marianne Williamson, The Alchemy of Easter, called The Personal and Planetary Resurrection, that I go into. And she says, I'm going to go through this, the resurrection is a description of how the universe self-corrects. Life always reasserting itself, even when forces of death and darkness have temporarily prevailed. Like a tiny flower growing through cracks and broken cement, peace of mind emerging at last after periods of deep grief, or people continuing to fall in love despite the ravages of war, love always gets the final say. To lean on the resurrection is simply to recognize what's true, that if happiness hasn't arrived yet, if happiness hasn't arrived yet, then the story isn't over. So I finished that. I follow that with a vocal group singing "You Raise Me Up." This keynote of Ascent 5, and a bunch of pure harmonies, beautiful harmonies, three octaves B flat below C, with this, I call it the keynote ascension vibe, in this tune, the song called "You Raise Me Up." Now you can click on that and listen to that, those who have this on your computer, and listen to it while you read the rest of this post, or at least part of the rest of the post. And I go into basically affirmations of resurrection, you know, and affirmations of faith. You know, we are the new global us, the new global us as united sovereigns of earth. You know, the family of mankind and a global village of instant everywhere interactive connection. We're all connected as never before. You know, we're one. We're a loving family. We're united. We need to affirm it. That's the resurrection spirit. We're resurrecting, basically, the second coming of Christ-like virtues in the collective. We can do that through communication processes to come into unity. Really, the spirit of resurrection is the spirit of communion with the spirit that matters above all. So I have some infographics that I really like. It's our perception that creates our experience, not the other way around. So to love with all your strength, mind, heart, and soul, and you're all connected, medicine neighbors as thyself. So this is the whole process. Conscious evolution, revolution, revelation. It's come to that point, worldwide love, unified field coherence, heart coherence that makes possible mind congruence. So the more conscientious ones, pure intention to pay attention with heart coherent retention, then the greater one's ascension in full comprehension dimensions of I am, we are, atonement. So I have some links on this understanding of the economics of abundance. This is the paradigm shift. This is the butterfly in terms of the economics of abundance that will be taking wing, hopefully sooner than later. And this process, this paradigm shift process, naturally follows conscious evolution with the currency of conscience. It's the currency of conscience. The currency of conscientious common sense, unity, conscience, which is really the spirit of communion, which, you know, the spirit of resurrection with the spirit of we are one, you know, unity and diversity. This is where, this is the source field. This currency of conscience is the source field for an economics of abundance. Because if, as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, all that's less than conscience, all the immoral insanity we see on the world stage will never get to the point where it's at now. There'll be checks and balances on it. Well, after 3 years of Gaza genocide, there's been a demoralization of the collective consciousness of global humanity, and we can only pray for a resurrection of the spirit that matters this Easter to somehow check and balance by the grace of God and leading blue lightning, white fire angel, Archangel Michael, beloved Hercules, come forth, take command of the entire system for the binding of all forces of the death and hell in the Middle East, for the clearing of the way, for an economics of abundance, of abundant, based on the currency of conscience, currency of abundant light and love being made manifest in the Middle East and throughout the planetary body, according to God's will, with great love and awe. Amen. So resurrection of the spirit that matters with the whole spirit, the holistic, healthy, holy spirit of love and action. This is what fulfills the great law of being God. The being, B-E-I-N-G, be in God, love, the order of unity, the order of divinity, the order of Aquarian light and love. So the great awakening of our humanity matures as the great enlightenment. This is what we're coming into with butterfly. We're not, haven't taken wing yet. We haven't even emerged from the cocoon, folks. You know, we're right in the gray gunge of it, you know, in the disintegration phase while integration's in process. And that's the whole point of this Easter piece. The components to the capstone vision of butterfly, of golden age civilization, of global TLC reset, what that looks like, how that worked with telecom, telecare, telecommerce, teleconscience, what each of those looks like, how that works, you know, the vision alone, properly positioned and packaged and promoted by enough good people, can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's like future modeling, you know, it's like future memory. It's like remembering the future, because a golden age has already occurred in the continuum. And if some people who can navigate the Akashic records can go into the future, can go into the timeline and the emerging blueprint, they can manifest it. They can, you know, focus it, you know, in words and concepts. They can frame it. They can set it up. They can initiate collective understanding in a way that it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Again, we get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. When you have a collective movement of people asking collectively for something for the good of all, for the, you know, for the raising, for the resurrection of their, you know, the uprising, resurrecting of conscientious common sense and our collective conscience with a capital C. This is the second coming as a collective high state. It's the resurrection and the ascent of a high state, you know, the ordained power of love that naturally translates to resolution of the deep states, inordinate love of power. So you got the ordained power of love and you got the inordinate love of power. Resurrection and ascent of the high state is focusing on the ordained power of love for resolution of the inordinate love of power. I mean, it's like back to checks and balances. So thanks to the instant, everywhere, and interactive internet, global netizens have reached a high state of awakening to power elite corruption. you know, evil as an energy veil, evil. That's rather self-evident as, you know, the inordinate love of power. You know, whether it be the military-industrial complex or the medical-industrial complex, they're both making a killing, indirectly causing disease and treating disease and creating war and managing war. You know, it's like a self-licking ice cream cone, but it's killing people. You know, it's murderous. It's a pathological paradigm paralysis of materialism, you know, for money and power. You know, it's power elite policies of profit without conscience, which Gandhi said was a sin. You know, I mean, it can, and this concept is clearly grasped in a video, and I've got a video in this Easter presentation of the giants, who really rules the world. Now, this is from the Project Censor, which is, you know, really a good source, and it's a great kind of summation. It goes on to say that the so-called super intelligent elite and the world bankers are motivated by greed, idolatry, and monetary accumulation in their personal bank accounts. They are consumed by a never-ending lust for power over others and materialism. This is the aphrodisiac of 3D worldly love of power. And with few exceptions, they are hopelessly addicted to it. I mean, Jesus said it, the poor in spirit will always be with us. And too often they're sociopaths and psychopaths that they're lording it over us so they can make a killing, you know, and we can, you know, suffer. So that's the way they look at it, you know. And again, that is the disintegration spiral. Their time is short. Their fear is great. They're the caterpillars that are disintegrating. They're the desperados who are up against the wall. They've been exposed, and, you know, it's just a matter of time. But they want, in the meantime, they're threatening everyone's going to be as miserable as they are if we don't leave them alone. Anyway, this is the dynamic in the 3D world. We're going into 5D. We're going into 5D plus. Some people have arrived there. Most of people are in that 4D here and now. They're in the here. Well, 4D, 3D, going 4D for a lot of people is just living daily their lives, getting through every day, you know, and just dealing with paying the bills. You know, if you're married with kids, boy, it's a struggle. I know. I did that cycle for about 15 years, you know, raised four. And some of the happiest times of my life, but it was a struggle. So this is what's going on in the world right now. You got the deep state, dark side, in resistance to the high state, 5D, conscientious, common sense, golden age, emerging blueprint, you know, it's coming. But in the meantime, and I like the quote from the scriptures on this, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So more light and love, easier and faster is the time that we of Easter that we like to identify with, the resurrection of the spirit that matters. So here's the more light and love, easier and faster. I've gone a little bit longer than I thought. I'm going to have to wrap it up. I want to thank everyone for listening today. I hope you've learned something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that's accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith this Easter. Happy Easter. See the good. Make it so. Dance like no one is watching. Love like you've never been hurt. And be the change that you want to see. Happy trails to you. Until we meet again. Happy Easter, everyone. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.